I'm John Moe. This week's Wits is a special crossover episode. We join forces with the old-timey radio theater program, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. And we make fun of ghosts.
Boo! I'm a ghost. Tantrum.
We ask some tough questions.
Do I love booze more than I hate children?
Weird Al Yankovic is with us. He just put out his 14th album, and he never thought he'd come close to that.
Yeah, like I'll ever have 10 albums. That's a good one.
Plus music from Rhett Miller of the old 97s. It's all on this special crossover episode of Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour. Coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, this is a special crossover episode of Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour. I'm John Moe, coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, where our live audience and you listening at home through your radios and your cast-upon pods will hear something brand new. The temporary merging of two beloved programs, Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour. Wits is a nationally syndicated comedy and music program on public radio stations and podcast. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is America's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, with recurring characters and fantastical scenarios, usually based in Hollywood, California, America, but temporarily uprooted to St. Paul. It is part of the Nerdist Network. A crossover. Two delicious shows coming together to make something yet more deliciouser, much like chocolate and peanut butter, Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island, the $6 million man appearing on the Bionic Woman program, more contemporary references. We have some great guests this week. We have the premier musical parodist of our generation. Weird Al Yankovic is with us. We have music from our good pal, Mr. Rhett Miller. Our house band, John Munson and the Witnesses, here with us as well. Now, besides our regular comedy and music guests, we wanted to bring in some more classical wits to Wits. The New York raconteur bon vivant type of wits. Algonquin roundtable kind of a thing. So at great expense, we have brought in two people who are the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages all the way from their penthouse apartment on Park Avenue. Please welcome socialites Frank and Sadie Doyle. Frank and Sadie, welcome to Wits.
Thank you. You have a lovely home.
Yes. Full disclosure, when I received an invitation to The Fitz, I presumed it was a bar. But as theaters go, it certainly is one.
It reminds me of... What's that place?
Every other theater?
Yes. Do you know that there's theater in my blood?
Oh, yes, I do, but tell them.
My grandparents were successful actors of their day. They met and fell in love on stage regularly and eventually off. This theater reminds me of that place, a place I never got to see in a time I was far from born.
Well, I can't imagine that the two of you get out here to the Midwest very often. What do you think of it?
Well, the Midwest is the best city in the world! Pandering.
It's ever so welcoming to think you brought us here because of our status as bon vivants and raconteurs. What a pleasant turn.
Yes. Usually people have another purpose for inviting us places. We have a rather peculiar set of skills that are better left unsaid.
Yeah, I understand the two of you are mediums. You see ghosts, is that correct?
And now they've been said.
That balloon burst quickly enough.
Yes. As far as other shoes dropping, I feel like I barely tried the first one on.
Do not tell me you brought us here to do a supernatural thing, did you, darling?
Oh, no. This is just the interview portion of the show. I think people would be curious to know about the sort of thing you do. Why do these ghosts or these other paranormal creatures seek you out?
Well, every one of them an individual with an individual reason.
They tend to want our help.
And Sadie tends to feel, what is it?
Sympathy.
Yes. That thing, her only flaw, so we get involved.
What's the scariest situation the two of you have ever found yourselves in?
Grammar. Scariest situation. Scariest situation. Well, on one occasion, I left the window open and a bee got inside. In our house, where we drink, where we keep our liquor. It was alarming.
Once upon a time, a former suitor of mine made a genie wish that kept Frank from ever having existed. It was terrifying, but I didn't even know why. Oh.
I'd like to change my answer.
Away from Bumblebee?
Stop mentioning it!
It was a horrible 4 minutes that felt like 20.
But your story made me think of a dreadful time when you, Sadie, went out for the afternoon.
I came back.
Eventually.
Oh, Frank.
I don't even know who I was during that time.
You're exaggerating, darling.
Well, of course I am, but not very much.
Okay, last question. What advice can you give young people who would like to get into your line of work?
We don't work.
No, I come from money.
I mean, dealing with ghosts and everything.
A stake through the heart is worth two in the bush.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Put another way, every cloud has a silver bullet.
I'm afraid I don't follow.
Well, when a problem presents itself, all you can do is take it martini by martini.
Or sometimes when one doesn't.
Exactly.
Frank and Sadie Doyle, everybody. He is a singer, songwriter, both on his own and as the frontman for the Old 97s. That band's latest album is entitled Most Messed Up. Here's our good pal, Rhett Miller.
Friday night without you. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Rhett Miller, with John Munson and the Witnesses. He has released 14 studio albums in a career spanning several decades. He's also an actor and children's book author. His latest album, Mandatory Fun, was the first comedy album to hit number one on the Billboard chart since 1963. Weird Al Yankovic, welcome to Wits.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number one album in the country.
Yeah, how about that?
Did that take you by surprise?
It was carefully planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I decided that I, you know, my first album came out in 1983, and I was going to make that a number one album, but I thought, why peak early?
No. Pace yourself.
You want to build. I said, well, 30 years from now, then maybe I can talk about a number one album. You got to have that ramp upwards.
How is this album different? I mean, people went insane about this album. How is it different from your other album?
It's the awesomest.
Okay. You put the awesome sauce in there?
Yeah. You know, it's the same kind of album that I... It's not like I did a whole different kind of album. It's still like half originals and half parodies. There's the requisite polka medley thrown in for good measure. But, you know, I don't think my sensibilities have changed. I like to think I've gotten better over the years. And people have pointed out that this album was marketed very well.
Yeah. Well, you did this project where for 8 consecutive days, you put out a video for this album.
Yeah, radio doesn't play my stuff in rotation. You don't hear, you know, Weird Al songs 8 times a day normally.
Probably not.
On your radio station. And the internet is my home these days. So I figured, and I know the nature of the internet. It's a very fickle beast, and people get very tired of things. They get excited, and then they get bored. Like if you forward somebody something that came out yesterday, they go, why are you giving this to me now? That was yesterday.
So you had 8 full days.
Yes. Yeah, so every single day I wanted to give people something to get excited about and then something to look forward to for the next day, which became kind of Pavlovian because people got very excited as the week went on. And by the 9th day, when we're all out of videos, people were waking up going, why should I even wake up in the morning? There's not a new Weird Al video.
They were all so great. The one for the song Tacky was one continuous shot. And you had all these cameos from Jack Black, Eric Stone Street, some former friends of ours from Wits, Aisha Tyler and Kristen Schaal were in it. How many takes did you need to make one continuous? Like, how many times did it not work before you got it right?
We did a total of 6 takes, and most of them were fine and usable. And the 6th take is the one we used, and it was the best one. But three or four of those would have been perfectly fine. Some of the takes, you see a guy running around with a light bounce or some kind of machinery in the background, which had its own charm as well. It was the most fun video shoot I ever did because everybody was super funny and super professional. Everybody hit their marks. Jack Black was amazing. Like, if he, you know, every single time he was clicking his heels above his head and, you know, twerking like an idiot.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Now, am I right in saying, I read this and I couldn't quite believe it when I did, that Mandatory Fun, your new album, was the last album in a 32-year record contract?
That's correct, yeah.
What?
Well... Here's what happened. It wasn't specifically a 32-year contract. It was originally a 10-album deal, which I signed in 1982 when I was still working in the mailroom for minimum wage. And it was not a good deal. It was a pretty bad deal as far as record deals go. And I should point out that a 10-album deal doesn't mean we guarantee we're going to give you 10 albums. It's sort of like we have the option for 10 albums. So, I mean, nobody really thought I would have a 10-album career. Certainly not me and certainly not them. But if a corporation has the option of indentured servitude,
they will exercise that
option.
They're
going for it. So it was a 10-album deal, and I signed it laughing like, yeah, like I'll ever have 10 albums. That's a good one. And meanwhile, I had a few hits, and we renegotiated to a slightly better deal, and they tacked on 2 more albums. And again, renegotiated a few years later, tacked on a few more albums. So it became a 14-album deal. Mandatory Fun is album number 14. After 32 years,
wow.
It is fulfilled.
So what do you do now?
Go home, take a nap.
Yeah. Sleep it off.
I'm indie, baby.
Yeah?
Yep.
Weird Al Yankovic, everybody. Lots more still to come with Weird Al Yankovic, Rhett Miller, and Frank and Sadie Doyle. This is a special crossover episode of Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour. I'm John Moe. Hey, you want to come see Wits in person? Of course you do. We have some live shows coming up. On May 1st, we'll be at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul with comedian Cristela Alonzo. She's the star of the ABC comedy Cristela, and she's one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch, one of the 50 comedians you should and will know, according to Vulture.com. She'll be joined on stage by Ryan Bingham. He's a singer-songwriter. He won an Oscar and a Grammy for a song he wrote and performed in the movie Crazy Heart.
Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Ryan is out with a new album now, and it is fantastic. If you're in Austin, we'll be at the Paramount Theater on May 21st with Fred Willard, an improv master and brilliant comic actor. You know him from Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, Anchorman, Modern Family, tons more. Plus, we've got two music guests on this show. Carrie Rodriguez, whose most recent album, Give Me All You Got, went to number one on the Americana music charts and got raves from the Washington Post and the New Yorker. Also on stage, beloved Austin artist Shiny Ribs. You really should check out his mashup of Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA and Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. He calls it Gin and Bruce, and it is wonderful. You can find that video and tickets for these shows and so much more at witsradio.org. This is a special Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour crossover show. I'm John Moe, here with our comedy guest Weird Al Yankovic, singer-songwriter Rhett Miller, and the toast of the upper crust, Frank and Sadie Doyle. Frank and Sadie, I hope you're having a good time with us this week. And to make sure, I thought we'd play a little game. This is the beloved Wits game, Impossible Choices.
Impossible choices.
I will detail a scenario and present you with two choices that seem impossible to choose between, yet choose you must. It is the rules of the game. Frank, you'll be up first. Here's your situation. An evil wizard has captured Sadie and agreed to release her only if you do one of the following things. Forswear booze for a year and continue to live in your extravagant Park Avenue apartment, or have all the booze you want, but work 10 hours a day driving a bus.
Well, that is a puzzler. Which evil wizard is this?
It sounds like Sir Lano Vitanis. You remember him?
Oh, Sir Lano Vitanis wasn't a wizard. He was a dark necromancer.
Still, he was always capturing me, sending zombies. He thought he was flirting.
Well, it's not. It's just some wizard. It's not one you know. Cone hat, robe, stars on both.
Mo, does this wizard have... the wizard in the scenario, does he have a wand?
Sure.
All right, then I break it over his head for stealing Sadie.
Oh, you do, do you?
Very well, I suppose Sadie breaks it over his head, and my choice is to make her a drink for when she's finished.
Okay, well, the correct answer I have here is the bus driving job. Your deep love of booze will get you suspended from the transit authority, then it's back home, wizards be damned.
I'm sorry, there was a part about a bus?
Yeah. Sadie, over to you. Please choose from the answers provided. Frank has been turned into a cocktail, the two things you love in one place. To drink cocktail Frank would be to destroy him while you enjoy him. To not drink would be to deny yourself the best of all worlds. Do you drink Frank?
No, never. There are enough cocktails around. I suppose I would, however, call your wizard friend with the unfortunate wardrobe to return Frank to normal.
I imagine he's taped up that wand of his.
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer was to drink cocktail Frank, but not entirely, replacing the parts of him you drank as you go along.
Oh, so I live forever.
I'm not sure. Okay, Frank, you and Sadie have a wonderful life together. Had, at least. You see, a law has been passed replacing all hard alcohol with light beer in cans. A representative of the federal government has agreed to offer you an exemption from the law, provided you take in and raise 5 children.
Do I love booze more than I hate children?
Yes. So, raise kids and glasses.
That's correct. Take in the kids, train them in mixology, which is a valuable life skill.
Mixology?
The study of mixing?
Do you mean mixing drinks?
Such a storied history to mixing. There's clockwise, and then thousands of years later, counterclockwise.
Okay, Sadie, you're next here. Sadie, that same federal government has decided that you need to be more active in your community.
The federal government,
yes,
believes she should be more active in her community. This sounds like a jurisdictional nightmare.
Well, be that as it may, you've been given a choice. Serve as the president of the local elementary school's PTA and organize bake sales and school carnivals, or die.
Well, if I get a vote, which I do because this is all made up and arbitrary, I choose Sadie never dies, but nor does she remain alive through supernatural means.
I believe you have your answer, darling.
I'm not sure I do. The correct response was die.
Not even theoretically.
Frank, lose an arm or go camping for a week?
Permanently lose the arm?
An arm growing back seems unlikely.
As unlikely as camping?
I don't know. I don't know, that's up to you.
Lose the arm, then grow it back better than before.
No, I'm sorry, wrong. It is camping. You see, there are many excellent distilleries who would not notice a pup tent set up in the back of the warehouse.
Camping in a distillery, the perfect crime.
Sadie, have your penthouse apartment relocated to the top of a building in rural Kansas, or stay in New York and live with Frank in a 5th-floor walk-up studio apartment?
Kansas City, of course.
Really?
Yes, and then right back. Or wait, with this magic carpet of an apartment, perhaps I would do some traveling first.
No, but we are loath to travel.
Would we be so if we were to do it from our own home?
Not if we do not leave it.
Of course not. We have a balcony from which we could see the world.
I accept your terms.
Okay, well, I'm just, I'm going to give a point to Sadie for that one. Rural Kansas does have a world-class liquor delivery industry, so you can live it up in the Great Plains. Besides, who wants to go out anyway? So, by a score of 1-1, it is a tie. Frank and Sadie Doyle, you are both winners. Once again, here's Rhett Miller.
Woke from a dream. Her head was on fire. Why was he so nervous? He took her to the park. She crossed her arms and lowered her eyelids. Someday somebody's gonna ask you the question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you. she had no idea. She started to cry. She said, in a good way. He took her by the hand. Oh yeah, he walked her back home. They took the long way. Someday somebody's gonna ask you question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you. Somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you. I've got a question for you.
Red Miller, ladies and gentlemen. John Munson and the Witnesses. Red Miller, welcome back to Wits.
Hello, Dr. Moe.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much.
Now, we were talking backstage. You have branched into writing beyond song lyrics. You've been doing book reviews.
Yeah. I mean, I've always dreamed of at some point in my later years when I'm no longer, because there's at some point, it's like that band Menudo that used to exist in Mexico. And when you turn 17, they kick you out of the band.
Yeah.
And I always thought, and I'm so glad that I feel like the way the business model has changed makes it less, you know, less of a thing where you, at the age of 30, you get kicked out of rock and roll. You know, for a long time it was, I hope I die before I get old.
Right.
And now I think people, you know, fans of music recognize that experience does equal expertise. And so, you know, we've got Willie Nelson, who's still selling every place out, and Christofferson, and, you know, there's Weird Al Yankovic right here, his top-selling record of his life.
I've got a thing with my band, though. As soon as you turn 85, you're out.
I used to imagine that there was a little home in Mexico where, like, at 17, all the Menudo kickouts would have to go live.
They'd just play volleyball out back.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah. All eat in a big dining hall full of Menudi. you've been reviewing, books, biographies?
I ignored your question.
That's all right. Happens.
Yeah, Book Forum magazine is this big coffee table fancy magazine, and they asked me, I guess a year or two ago now, if I would review a Bob Dylan bio, and I had so much fun. And then I did an Elliott Smith bio, who I'd kind of known around the Largo scene in Hollywood some, and that was a lot less fun. Yeah. But he's somebody I really admire, and I think that it would be sad if he wasn't fully appreciated, just because the facts of his demise were so sad. And then I recently did a Leonard Cohen review of a Leonard Cohen bio that was really fantastic. So I'm their go-to bio reviewer, which is really weird to me.
So reviewing all these books by all these other songwriters, have they found their way into your songs by just immersing yourself?
Absolutely. There's a lot of, I mean, when I was doing the Elliott thing, it was a hard time just because, like a lot of artists, I've sort of battled with, and this is a comedy show, right? I've sort of battled with depression and stuff. And
me too.
And so, it's the sad clown's a cliche for a reason, I guess. But Elliott, he was so gifted, and so his stuff was so beautiful and complicated, and he made it seem so easy, but it wasn't. And so I was learning songs of his and really getting into the stuff, and it made me a better musician. And the Leonard Cohen bio, I took so much out of that. I mean, that guy started, you know, as a poet. He was the premier poet of Canada. And then he was like, I am not getting enough action as a poet.
You'd think a Canadian poet would get a lot of action.
What do you think? But so he looked at Bob Dylan. He's like, that guy can't sing, and he's doing what I do.
Maybe this isn't as hard as I'm making it out to be.
Well, Leonard Cohen, though, used to write for, you know, he'd have a song that would have 10 verses in it, but he would write 60 verses for that song. And I really love, I love work. I love what I do, and I love thinking of it as a job. And I really try to have a good work ethic, and I really try to approach it as a craft. So I took a lot out of that, Leonard. I don't want to get lazy. And it reminded me not to get lazy.
Well, you write some great music, and we're glad you're sharing it with us this week. Rhett Miller, everybody.
This Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour crossover is brought to you by Patriot Brand Cigarettes. Patriot Brand Cigarettes. They're good for your constitution.
Buddy. Buddy. Hey, buddy.
Who's there? Who said that?
It's me. Your lungs.
My lungs?
Yeah, buddy. Do me a favor and light me up a cigarette, hey?
Sure thing.
What's this supposed to be, a joke?
A cigarette, like you wanted.
Wrong. I wanted a Patriot brand.
They were out of Patriots at the store.
Then go to another store.
But...
No, you work for me. I work for you. Let's go. Come on.
That's right. Patriot brand cigarettes. The cigarettes your lungs ask for by name.
Let's get to know Frank and Sadie Doyle a little bit better in a miniature version of the Wits Lightning Round.
Sure, let's.
Frank, when was the last time you were in a fight and against whom?
Oh, just this morning. I got in a nasty scrap with a jar of olives. Took me minutes to open it. Hurt my finger in the doing, but you should see the other fellow. And it's against what, not whom?
Sadie, people shouldn't worry so much about what?
Anything. Everything. Mixers. What is it people worry about? I know. Bees. People should worry about bees.
Frank, people should worry a lot more about what?
Adults who read children's books. And it's whom, not what.
Sadie, have you ever ridden on a horse?
Of course I've ridden on a horse. Look at me.
Frank, are dogs any good?
Yes. Well, good dogs are. That's a truism.
Sadie, favorite American president?
Who's the one who laughs like an uncle?
Adams.
Adams.
Frank, tacos, burritos, or chimichangas?
Oh, you'd much rather hear Sadie answer that one.
Chimichangas.
Sadie, have you ever been arrested?
I haven't. Frank has.
Sadie, shh.
I haven't. Frank has.
Frank, who is your hero?
You're looking at her.
Sadie, who is your villain?
Frank on date night.
Frank, best advice you've ever received?
Marry up.
Sadie, best advice you've ever given?
Marry me.
And that is the Wits Lightning Round. Coming up, more with Frank and Sadie Doyle, our comedy guest Weird Al Yankovic, and singer-songwriter Rhett Miller. This is a special crossover episode of Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour. I'm John Moe.
Luke Burbank hosts TBTL, a daily almost radio show where he and co-host Andrew Walsh talk current events, pop culture, and their own inane lives. The TBTL podcast, now at infiniteguest.org.
This is a special Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour crossover show. I'm John Moe, here with our comedy guest Weird Al Yankovic, singer-songwriter Rhett Miller, and the Thrilling Adventure Hour's Frank and Sadie Doyle. And now a new segment on Wits we're calling Queen for a day. We're going to go around the horn here, and everyone is going to perform their favorite Queen song in its entirety with the help of John Munson and the Witnesses. Let's start with Al. What song would you like to sing for us, Al?
Oh gosh, this is a little embarrassing. You see, I'm not beloved American treasure Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, of course you are. Look at you. If you're an imposter, you've done your homework and then some.
Oh, John. Oh, John Moe. Oh, John Moe from Wits. Oh, John Moe from Wits at the Fitzgerald Theater, but broadcasting around the country. I'm not Weird Al. I'm only wearing his body.
Do you truly not recognize me? Look deep into my eyes.
It's you, isn't it?
Hello.
It can't be.
It is.
But it can't be.
It can be. It is.
I don't want it to be.
What you want is immaterial. What you wish to not be true is what's true. Dreams come true, John Moe. And sometimes those dreams are bad dreams. There's a word for them.
Nightmares?
That's the thing. And I am one of yours. Of one of those.
No.
No's dark opposite. Yes.
What's going on? Something? Should I just sing Fat Bottom Girls?
No. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Red. I don't think you'll get to sing Fat Bottom Girls tonight.
Oh, nerds.
I have a confession to make to Frank and Sadie.
Oh, I want to say John?
Yes.
Oh, John. You have nothing to confess, not to us.
We've known it all along.
You have?
Of course we have.
We could tell instantly.
Of course you could. You're professionals.
We're not professional anything, darling. But from the second you told us our answers to the difficult questions were incorrect, it was clear they were arbitrary and fabricated.
Yeah, all in fun, I expect, and we forgive you. It shows great character, you coming clean with us in front of Rhett Miller and everybody.
And we're showing great character by accepting your apology so graciously.
That's not what I was actually going to confess. I mean, those answers are fabricated, but yes, all in fun, and I apologize for none of that.
Forgiven.
Well, that's not... Okay, anyway, Frank, Sadie, there's no easy way to say this. The Fitzgerald Theater is haunted.
Yeah, of course it is.
All theaters are haunted, Mr. Moe.
That's common knowledge.
Why, the theater itself has been dead for hundreds of years. The death of the theater is only one reason why theaters attract ghosts.
Yes. To act is to throw tantrums basically all the time in all directions. Happy tantrums, sad tantrums, both directions. Same as being a ghost, really.
Boo! I'm a ghost. Tantrum, tantrum. That's an impression of most ghosts.
Yes, absolutely. I want something, tantrum, tantrum. That's all ghosts.
That's not what we're like!
Oh-ho! We, is it?
Wait one second.
Do you have a ghost problem, John Moe?
Did you invite us here under false pretense just to get us to do the thing we do sometimes to fix your ghost?
Was that why you apologized?
Yes, yes, it is. The theater is haunted. You see, it started small. He used to just scare the band sometimes, which is fine. Bands are chicken. Everything scares a band. But then he started showing up at the ticket booth. He ushed. And that wasn't enough. He showed up. He just appeared out of thin air in a sketch. And then another one. And then another. His name is Jimothy.
That's right. I'm Jimothy. And I've taken possession of Weird Al Yankovic. Look what I'm making him do. Radio audience, I am making this body really flail and flop around, all possessed-y. It's super visual.
See, the audience started to appreciate Jimothy in these sketches. They clapped the claps of recognition.
Not recognition, love.
Let me guess, this love emboldened Jimothy.
And he appeared in every show you did.
And now he's taken over Weird Al Yankovic. Will you please help? If not for me, then for Weird Al Yankovic.
Will we, Sadie?
Of course we will, Frank. For Weird Al Yankovic.
For Weird Al Yankovic, then.
Thank you, and sorry again for all the false pretenses.
Is there anything I can do to help? I'm not afraid of any ghosts. Maybe if I played Fat Bottom Girls, I could just ask Jimothy what he wants.
I'm sorry, but it's best to leave it to those with some experience in these matters, Red, darling. Now, what is it you want, Jimothy?
What makes you think I want anything?
We already established all ghosts want things.
We do not. Don't paint me with that brush.
Okay, let's just suppose you don't want anything. Shall we all just sit here all night and think about our lives?
But you do want something, don't you, Jimothy? What is it?
Nothing! Nothing at all!
Jimothy.
I want to be a guest on Wits.
This Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour crossover is brought to you by Work Juice Coffee for any occasion and no occasion.
Hello, I'm here for the job interview.
That's swell, pal, as I'm here to conduct the interview and fill the position with you, possibly.
Gosh, I hope so.
Oh, man. Is that your breath?
Huh?
Did you have 100 dead guys with onions on them for your lunch or something? You don't get this job. And you're lucky I don't punch your lights out for breathing that way in here. There's ladies in this building.
Don't let this happen to you. Try drinking a cup of Work Juice brand coffee before an interview.
Hi, I'm here for a job interview.
No, you're here for a job. You start Monday, full benefits. You know why? Because your breath smells like America.
Thanks, Work Juice.
And now, back to our story.
Well, this may be our easiest exorcism yet, and we once exorcised a hellhound out of a puppy by throwing a tennis ball.
Yes, this ghost-possessing unusual Al Yankovic merely wishes to be a part of a show of which he is already a part.
Yes, wish granted. Wham, bam, goodbye, ghost.
Don't let the parodist hit you on the bottom on your way out of him.
No. I don't want to be on the show. I've done that. I want to be a guest on the show. In life, I gave to so many pledge drives. I mean... I died of tote bag lung. But do I hold it against this wonderful program? I don't. Won't you please let me be a guest on it?
What do you say, Jamone?
According to movies and television, once a ghost gets what he or she wants, they tend to move on. It is your show, Mr. Moe, so it's your call.
I'll allow it, but we haven't got much show left.
Well, then we'll do this quickly.
All right, how does the show tend to begin, Mr. Moe?
Well, I start out with a humorous observational monologue that ends up speaking to the human condition.
All right. Here we go. Autumn is the time of the year. The weather changes. There are leaves.
Humor!
Sometimes those leaves get wet. Sometimes people fall upon wet leaves. Physical comedy, a generally accepted form of humor. Not my cup of tea, but we'll count it.
I usually don't do physical comedy on the radio.
Ah! Then it is also the comedy of the unexpected. Two comedy birds with one hilarious stone. That's one box checked, and isn't it just the human condition to care to check boxes?
Another box successfully checked. What's next?
I might start with an interview.
Oh, Frank, he interviewed us. Do you remember?
I do. First, introduce the ghost, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimothy is a ghost who has come all the way to and from the Fitzgerald Theater to haunt us.
Perfect. Now, Jimothy, tell us what it is you did in life.
I was a consultant.
I'm sure that left you with many interesting stories.
Yes.
Care to elaborate?
Oh, I don't want to bore you.
And yet you have no such compunction about frustrating us.
This is great. I feel just like I'm being interviewed on Wits.
Jimothy the Ghost, everyone.
Would you care to host the next segment, Mr. Moe?
I'm actually just enjoying watching you do it.
All right. Now it is time for the really hard question segment.
Would you prefer to have no more alcohol ever or none of the person you love?
Honestly, I was never much of a drinker. Then again, I never really found love, so neither.
Would you rather choose between theoretical scenarios or...
I love this part! I'm on Wits!
Yes, we all are.
What's next, Mr. Moore?
We tend to do a sketch.
Would you like to do a sketch, O Spectre?
I love Cop Squadron.
Oh, yeah, that's one where we have police.
I think we get it. How does it start?
Cop Squadron, Squadron Cops, doing their job, down in the shop.
Cop Squadron!
Look at me, I'm in Cop Squadron!
Yes, and you're in quite a bit of trouble.
We are police officers.
All that acting your grandparents did didn't rub off on you at all?
Not a lick.
And scene.
Oh.
Cop Squadron!
And now a lightning round. Even more lightning than usual.
Jimothy, in one word or less, what is the meaning of life?
How many fingers am I holding up?
What?
Who was the president of America?
When?
Where were you on the night of September 4th?
Me?
What's the last thing you remember?
This?
What do you call a powerful sudden flow of electricity that accompanies thunder during a storm?
Lightning?
Yes. What is the name of a clipper ship built by Donald McKay in 1854?
Lightning?
Yes. What's the name of the Tampa Bay National Hockey League ice hockey franchise?
Lightning?
Correct.
And now you have had the full Wits experience, unless there's something we're forgetting.
Well, the show ends with a sing-along. I want a sing-along! Then I'll go!
You promise?
Promise.
Rhett Miller, you seem to still be here. Would you care to help us out?
Oh, I'm in the story. All right, sing along if you know the words, audience.
What greets America with each new morn? A steaming cup of rise and shine. What tastes the best and costs the least and keeps the wheels of progress greased? Work juice, 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 work juice. It moves the masses marching proud and strong in the greatest nation in the land. It spurs the worker bees to thrive
and keeps the queen bee in the hive.
We sip beneath the spacious skies sweet juice of liberty. We grind thy beans with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, word juice, we praise thy name. 'Tis you that molds us from the clay. Oh, word juice, mighty word juice. It's word juice for the U.S.
My short, horrible ordeal is finally over. My regular one has returned. I'm Weird Al again. Jimothy's gone. Forever?
Frank and Sadie Doyle, thank you for doing the thing you did, even though I brought you here under false pretenses.
Well, you're welcome enough. Right, Sadie?
Sure. Here's to saving the day and Wits, and of course, to us.
I'm sorry, we don't have any time for fat bottom girls. Even though it seemed, because it was mentioned at least twice, that eventually we were going to sing it.
It will never
happen. Just don't
arrive.
Have the
time. It will not happen. You'd think it would.
It's almost a shame that it was mentioned so many times.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, right beside that red firelight. Are you gonna let it all hang out that bottom? Girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Hey, I was just a skinny lad. I never knew no good from bad. I knew life before I left my nursery. Left alone with Big Fat Fanny. She was such a naughty nanny. Eat big women, you made a bad boy out of me. Hey! Well, I've been singing with my band across the wire, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. Oh, but their beauty and their style went kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them dirty ladies every time. In my bones, ain't no beauty queens in this locality. Oh, but I still get my pleasure, still got my greatest treasure. You, Tennessee, you made a bad boy out of me. Woo! I said, are you gonna take me home tonight?
Want to hear more of this great stuff? Well, there are a couple places you should check out. Go to witsradio.org for the Wits archive of episodes and find out how you can see a Wits show in person. You can sign up for our newsletter there, get the latest about what our various Wits pals are up to, or tell us what you're up to on Twitter. Just tag us, we're at Wits. If you're looking for more of the Thrilling Adventure Hour, you can find everything you'd ever want at thrillingadventurehour.com. And on Twitter, they're at thrillingadv. Thanks to our guests this week, Weird Al Yankovic, Rhett Miller, and Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as Frank and Sadie Doyle. This special crossover episode of Wits and the Thrilling Adventure Hour was written by Ben Acker, Ben Blacker, and me. We're joined by music director John Munson and the witnesses, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer, who also acted in this week's show. The Thrilling Adventure Hour music is composed by Andy Paley. Our technical director is Corey Schreppel. Hans Buto is coordinating producer. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. And our senior producer is Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe. Bye now.